in Psalm 119, verse 1, said, "Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in His ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep Thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep Thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all Thy commandments. I will praise Thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned Thy righteous judgments. I will keep Thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly." Now, verse 9 is where this was born or birthed in my heart yesterday evening. It says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to Thy word. With my whole heart have I sought Thee. Oh, let me not wander from Thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee. Blessed art Thou, O Lord. Teach me Thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of Thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of Thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate in Thy precepts and have respect unto Thy ways. I will delight myself in Thy statutes. I will not forget Thy word. Deal bountifully with Thy servant, that I may live and keep Thy word. Open Thou mine eyes, that I might behold, that I may behold wondrous things out of Thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not Thy commandments from me." May God add the richest blessings to the reading of His word. Father in heaven, thank You, Lord, for the word of God. And I pray this morning, Father, that, Lord, the spirit in which You have spoken to my heart would be the spirit in which this message would be delivered today. God, I do thank You that, Lord, unlike some churches that I've been in, even in recent days, my wife and I were the youngest people there. Oh, God, thank You for the young people at Bible Way. Thank You for our children. Thank You for our teens, our young adults. And God, we pray today that, Lord, You would just put Your hand on this message. And God, I pray today that You'd speak to hearts. God, I ask You today, Lord, to deliver us, our Father, from just going through the motions, and help us, our Father, with our whole heart to seek Thee. Lord, we love You today, and we pray, God, Your love be manifested from this pulpit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Psalm 119, and I know that probably about everybody knows it, is the longest chapter in the Word of God. In Psalm 119, all but five verses, they make direct reference to the Word of God. And that would be, it would be called the law, it would be called the word, it would be called judgments, it would be called testimonies, it would be called commandments, it would be called statutes, it would be called precepts, and it would be called the word. I believe with all of my heart that God is putting an emphasis on the word of God in Psalm 119 because God knows that if we put an emphasis on the Word of God in our life, it'll make a huge difference in our life. In the Word of God here, I find, and I'm not going to go into all this, but in verse number 1 through verse number 8, we find a young man that's honoring the Word of God. In verse number 9, you find a young man that is heeding the Word of God. In verse number 11, you find a young man that is hiding the Word of God in his heart. And then in verse number 12 through verse number 16, as well as verse number 1, you find a man that is happy in the Word of God. A young man. Wherewithal shall a young man? Most believe that David wrote this out of experience. We may not be sure about this, but this we can be sure of. The Spirit of God put it in the canon of Scripture, and it's there to help us this morning, amen, to see our need of the Word of God. I thought about this morning, and I spoke of it in the prayer room. When I was a teenager, I was not honoring the Word of God. I was not heeding the Word of God. I was not hiding the Word of God in my heart, and I was not happy in the Word of God. But what I was doing was just hanging around the Word of God. I was a bus kid. They took me to church. But can I tell you something right now? We may have some young people that are honoring the Word of God. We may have some that are hiding the Word of God, that are happy in the Word of God. We may have some that are just hanging around the Word of God. You know what I want to say about that? Hang around. One day after a while, amen, it may get a hold of your heart the way it got a hold of my heart, amen. I can certainly think of a lot worse places to be hanging around this morning in Kingsport, Tennessee, than to be hanging around the Word of the living God. Oh, got this in my heart. I pray God will use it today. Turn over to the book of Ecclesiastes for just a minute. If you don't want to turn there, that's fine. I'll read a verse. The Bible said, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." I got to thinking about this, and I believe I'm right. Was it a little while back when they did away with Twinkies? Was that the one they did away with? How many of y'all like Twinkies? Glory to God. Amen. They're building a new Krispy Kreme in Kingsport, Tennessee. Old Brother J.C. Frazier said, "Preacher," he said, "it wouldn't be so bad preaching till 12:30 if you wouldn't talk about food while you're doing it." Amen. That's what he would say to me. Amen. But, you know, I got to thinking about when we were kids. I'm being honest. I don't want a pity party, but my mom and dad couldn't afford much of that stuff. We didn't have many donuts, and mom would buy a box of Little Debbie oatmeal cakes, and oh, would she fuss. I mean, she went grocery shopping on Thursday, and if you got into them before lunches were made up on Monday morning, she would fuss. She would bring the house down because we didn't have money to go buy another box. I liked the days when Little Debbie's had a little window in the top of the box. I stopped that fussing. I'd slip me one out through the window and shake them back under the window. Amen. Slip me another one out. Oh, Mama, get the whole weekend be gone. Mama would go to get them box. They'd just be three stacked right up under the window. Amen. Nobody'd know. That was a big rat in that house. Amen. A big rat. But I thought about this. You say, "Preacher, I don't know how that applies." Well, how many of y'all know that we can't eat donuts like we want to now? We can't eat gravy and biscuits like we want to now. Say amen. I'm telling you, when I was young, I couldn't afford it. And now I'm old and I can't have it. I wish somewhere in the middle there, amen, I'd have got a hold of it, amen. But I'll tell you this, the Bible said, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not upon thee." There's about seven things I want to show you here. You say, "Preacher, why did you tell us seven things?" Because everybody that knows me just went to praying. Amen. Seven things, amen, that I want to share with you this morning from the Word of God out of this text that I read beginning in verse number 9. "Wherewithal, the Bible said, shall a young man cleanse his way." And you know I'm using the phrase "young man" because that's what the Bible used. But this will work for young ladies as well. And by the way, it'll work for all of us. And I'm trying to give us an avenue that we might be much in prayer for our young people this week. You know, I believe that if the Word of God has free course on this trip, there's no telling what God will do on this trip. But if the Word of God is smothered, if the Word of God is set aside, if the Word of God is not important, then I believe God will fail. My friend, he'll fail to accomplish what he wants to accomplish. We know that God does not fail, but we know that he would fail to accomplish what he wants to accomplish in the lives of young people. The first word I see here in verse number 9, I want to use the word purification. Purification. The Bible said, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way?" If this was David, then David certainly knew of the need
for purification in his life. Did you know that some people act like when a teenager blows it, that it's over? I've got news for our teenagers. It's not over. And most of us wouldn't be here if it was. Amen. I want you to know that we can get right with God. And that's what he's saying here. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereto according to his word. According to the word of God, that when we mess up and when we sin and when we willfully sin even, we can get right with God. What David did with Bathsheba was not an accident. Amen. It was on purpose. He looked, he lusted, he sinned. And my friend, he committed adultery, committed murder, he lied, and everything else. But God forgave him, amen, when he called on the Lord in Psalm 51. I tell you something right now. You can say whatever you want to, but our young people need to know there's a mom and dad that'll forgive them. Our young people need to know there's a God in heaven that'll forgive them. Our young people need to know, amen. Listen, I'm not encouraging young people to make mistakes, because with mistakes come scars. But thank God there's forgiveness for the mistakes that we make in our life. Amen. The Bible said here there's a purification. Now, how many of y'all remember John 15? Jesus was teaching his disciples, and here's what he said. He said, now you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. I tell you something, there's nothing like the word of God to clean the inner part of a man. Amen. Nothing like the word of God to clean the inner part of a man. My wife and I, the other day, we were washing her porch furniture. And it's been doing a lot better year after year. We try to pressure wash it. But this year there was stains that we just couldn't get off of it for some reason. I tell you something right now. There's never been a stain on the life of a young person that our Lord, amen, with his blood cannot wash away, amen. Never been a stain that he could not cleanse. The word purification is important. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Listen to our young people. Listen, I'm trying to tell you, I want you to go and enjoy the trip. I'm telling you, if there's something that needs to be cleaned this morning, get it clean. Get up in the morning and leave clean and be clean for the glory of God. Amen. God will clean it and God will use you for his glory. The word purification. The second word is the word determination. Watch this now. The Bible said, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. I want to say something this morning. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be mean. But we can't be seeking God's word with our whole heart if we're not even carrying God's word. I want to speak to us this morning. Listen to me. The word of God is important. I'm not the Pope. And I'm not a priest. Amen. Somebody ought to be reading along with me. Amen. I'm telling you, we ain't got no business looking at a cell phone or looking at a cartoon or looking at anything else when the Word of God is open. It's important. There's a determination right here in this man. He said, with my whole heart have I sought thee. I used to drive through Maryland. I used to drive through up 81. You go out of Virginia, into West Virginia, you got about a 10-mile stretch of Maryland. I've never preached on it, but every time I go through there, I think one of these days I'm going to preach on it. There's a road called Halfway Boulevard. I mean, there's an exit sign right there off of 81, Halfway Boulevard. You say, preacher, you believe there's young people on Halfway Boulevard? Oh, yes, I do. You want to know why? Because there's so many of us on Halfway Boulevard. Say amen. And they ain't doing nothing but following the example, amen, that we put before them. With our whole heart, there ought to be determination to seek the things of God. It shouldn't be the leftover of the day. It ought to be the best part of the day. Purification and then determination in verse number 10. Look at memorization in verse number 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. I want to ask you something. When's the last time you buried a verse of scripture in that heart? Let me say something to you. How many of you all will attest to this? It does not get easier as we grow older. Brother Johnny, how old are you, brother? You're 31. How many believes that's still a young man? I used to think as an old man. Amen. Zach probably still does. Amen. Johnny's the old man. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Brother Johnny, even at 31, is it harder to memorize now than it was when you were a teenager? Wait till you get 51. Then wait till you get 71. Say amen right there, old Betsy. Amen. It gets harder and harder and harder and harder as we go on. Amen. And the Word of God is trying to get us to see that while we're young, put this book away in our heart and memorize it and hide it in our heart. Wherewithal shall a young man. There's help for the young man. There's help in purification. There's help in determination. There's help in memorization. Look at verse number 13. There's help in verbalization. He said, preacher, what do you mean? He said, with my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I'm going to make a statement. Listen to me carefully. There's something wrong. People say, well, oh, so-and-so's backwards. I know. But let me say this. When you're backwards, you're generally backwards in everything. But there's something wrong when we can talk about the weather, we can talk about the ball game, we can talk about the latest TV or the latest movie show, we can talk about the latest iPhone. You say, preacher, why'd you throw that term out there? Because I heard it one time. Amen. I don't even know what one looks like. Amen. We can talk about all the technology. We can talk about all the computers. We can talk to anybody about that, but we can't talk about the Word of God. I'm going to tell you what would revolutionize this youth trip. It's not just your daddy coming on Monday night and me coming on Tuesday night and Brother Frankie coming on Wednesday night. Wouldn't it be wonderful if there was a conversation going on among the youth and the Word of God was right in the middle of the conversation. Amen. Oh, what a blessing. You say, preacher, you're unrealistic. Not according to the Bible. There's a young man right here that realized he needed cleansing. There's a young man that dedicated his life to the Word of God. He said, I'm going to seek it with my whole heart. There's a young man that memorized it. A young man that talked about it. And then look at verse number 14, 15, and 16. There's a young man here. The Word of God said, I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. I'm not trying to be gross, but I think it's hard to talk about meditation and not talk about that old cow. Amen. That cow goes out there and picks. How many's ever watched the cow pick? It picks, it picks, it picks, it picks, it's picking. It likes to get down. You can get that sagebrush. They don't like that. They like what's down there at the bottom, that tender grass. As long as it's there, they'll get it. Amen. If they run out of it, they'll eat that sagebrush. They'll eat anything if they run out of it. But they want that tender grass, and they'll pick, and they'll pick, and they'll pick. You say, well, preacher, what are they doing? Well, they're picking. I just told you. Amen. They're picking. But then you see that old cow, it'll get a drink of water, and it'll go over under a shade tree and lay down. Now it's a chewing. You say, preacher, what's it a chewing? It's chewing what it burped up. It's chewing the cud. Amen. It's getting the goods now. It's getting the juicy. I'm going to tell you something right now. Sunday school, we're picking. Church service, we're picking. Amen. These night services, we're picking. Amen. But when are we going to chew? When are we going to meditate? When are we going to think about what's being said? When are we going to allow it to sink into our heart and our life? And it's only then that it will change us for the glory of God Almighty. I believe God's Word will accomplish whereunto He sent it. There's the word meditation. Help us, Lord, to meditate. I've said this. Many of you have heard me say this. I'll be criticized for this, but that's okay. Most of what I preach does not come to me with an open Bible. Most of what I preach does not come to me with my Bible open. But most of what I preach, the thought comes to me as I meditate upon the Word of God. In other words, it's not that I don't read the Bible, I do. It's not that I don't memorize the Bible, I do. But I'm telling you, most of what it comes as I'm thinking and meditating and chewing that cud. It's something I've already picked, but God brings it up and God uses it in my life. And I thank God that we can meditate upon the Word of God. Watch this now. A couple more words and I'm done. The word illumination. Verse number 17 and verse number 18. The Bible said this, deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I'm going to ask for volunteers among the teenagers. How many of you all have ever found the Word of God to be boring? How many of you all have ever found it to be boring? I have. Okay, none of you all have ever found it to be boring. How many adults has ever found it to be boring? Amen. Right, amen. So-and-so begot so-and-so, and so-and-so begot so-and-so, and so-and-so begot so-and-so. Amen. But you know what I found? That's a good prayer to pray before we open the Word of God. Open thou mine eyes, that I might behold wondrous things out of thy law. I believe with all of my heart. You see, one of the things that we're missing is we don't understand it, but it's true. The Spirit of God must shine the light on the Word of God in order to make it come alive in our hearts and in our lives. Amen. If He doesn't do that, if there's no illumination, then my friend, it will become dull. It will become dry. If we would look at this, let me ask this question. How many of you all among our young people have ever gotten a love letter? Mom and Dad, close your eyes. How many of y'all ever gotten a love letter or a note? Nobody? Nobody loves you? Okay. How many of you adults ever got one? Now let me ask you a question. Did you just lay it up on the shelf and say, I'll read that next year? Did you put it down under the coffee table, amen, just set coffee on it about a week and say, one of these days I'll open that up and read it? Oh, no. I don't know about you. I didn't get a whole bunch of them, amen, but I got my share, amen. Amen. I'll tell you something right now. That was priority. I didn't want to open that thing up where somebody else might be looking over my shoulder. But boy, just as soon as I could get off somewhere, amen. I wanted to know if that thing had any juice in it or not. Amen. Amen. Some of y'all look at me like I'm crazy. And some of y'all already knew it before you got here. Amen. Let me tell you something right now. That Bible, it's the greatest love letter you'll ever read in your life. Amen. From Genesis to Revelation, Brother Grizzly says, I love you. I want to help you. I want to use you. I believe with all my heart that our young people need to know that there's a God in heaven that loves them, Amen. That wants to use them. He's written this letter to direct them, to direct their path, to direct their steps. And He wants to use them for His honor and for His glory. He not only wants to deliver them in the path of righteousness, but He wants to deliver them from the path of unrighteousness. Let me give you this last thing, and I'm done this morning. I want our young people to have a wonderful trip. And if the Word of God has free course, I believe it will. I believe it will be a wonderful trip. There's purification, determination, memorization, verbalization, meditation, illumination. You know, Brother Johnny, it might be good if you and Sister Charlotte got together and prayed and asked the Lord to give you a theme verse for the trip. A verse that maybe 25 years from now, everybody would remember that went on that trip. Just a verse, a scripture. You say, Preacher, what difference can a verse make? Somebody say amen. It can make all the difference in the world. Then let me give you this. There's a realization that I'm done. Look at verse number 19, please. Look at this realization right here. And here it is. It's real, folks. The Bible said, I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. You say, well, preacher, I don't believe our young people are a stranger in the earth. They're not if they're not saved. They're not. They're at home in the earth if they're not saved. But if they're saved by the grace of God, this world's not their home, and this world's not my home. It's not the home of the children of the living God. The Bible said here, the psalmist said, I'm a stranger in the earth. The Bible talked about Abraham looking for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And the Bible said, all that say such things, they declare plainly that they're strangers and pilgrims here in the earth. I believe with all my heart, when this world gets to be in where it looks like home, if we're a child of God, that we're in trouble. We need to understand that we're not long for this world. We're not long for this world. Not long at all. There's a purification. There's a determination. There's memorization. There's verbalization. Meditation. Illumination. And the realization that we're soon, soon going to be passing away. Is anybody in this room older than 70? Would you raise your hand if you're older than 70? Is there anybody older than 75? Anybody older than 80? Anybody older than 80? Have a couple, three, four? Anybody older than 85? Brother Joe, how old are you, brother? 86? Anybody older than 86? Brother Fred, how old are you, brother? 87? 87. Brother Fred, does it seem like it was an eternity since you were a teenager? Just a little speck in time, isn't it, brother? Till you were full of life, just like these young people are. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? Here's what I'm trying to say. Don't waste your life on time. Spend your life for eternity, because you'll turn around one day soon and your life will be behind you. Your life will be behind you. Only one life will soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ will last. The rest of it, what is it, Brother Griswold? You told me that man said 100 years from now it ain't going to matter no way. I'll tell you, I have never forgotten that since you told me. He said, there's just a lot of things. 100 years from now, it ain't going to matter. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Let me borrow your Bible, see us. 100 years from now, that right there will be just like it is today. It's still going to matter. It's still going to matter. It's forever settled in heaven. I tell you what, I don't know about you. I want to fall deeper in love with my Bible. I can't expect our young people, Brother Rick, to fall in love with their Bible if I don't fall in love with mine. Amen. And I want God to take that word and burn it into my heart. Make it come alive. Amen. Help me that I might, with that determination, seek Him with my whole heart. There's no telling what God will do. If this group of young people, Brother Johnny and these young people, if they go off and seek God with their whole heart, you say, well, preacher, they got some games to play. Let me say something to you. You can play a game and still seek God with your whole heart. You could be on a volleyball court and thinking about something you read that morning, or something the youth director said, or something somebody prayed in prayer. And they believe that. You could be on the job. You can do whatever you want, but if God's Word has the preeminence in your heart that it should, it'll work. It'll work in your heart. He said, it will not return unto me void. I want to ask all you young people, please, take your Bible with you on the trip. Please, take your Bible with you. Get into that Bible. Look for something. Ask God to show you something. Ask Him to open your eyes, that you might behold wondrous things out of thy law. It'd be wonderful. Brother Frankie, what would it be like Wednesday night when you show up over there at the camp, brother? You are planning on showing up, ain't you? Amen. Last time I looked, you was on the schedule. Amen. If you want to trade, I'll trade with you. I'd rather preach to them, these old heads, anyway. Amen. 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 Y'all know I'm just funning with you. And I tell you, what would it be like, Brother Frank, if you pulled up over there and one of these young men had their Bible and run up to you and said, Brother Frankie, look what God showed me. What would your daddy think if he showed up over there tomorrow night and one of these young people said, Brother David, I want you to see what God showed me. Brother Johnny, what would you think if they come up there Tuesday morning and said, I want you to see what God showed me in His Word? And at the same time, Brother Johnny, I want to say, youngins, we've got to take a minute. I got to show you something that God showed me in His Word this morning. How many remembers that story of Paul when he was let down, he was stoned, left outside the city for dead? The Bible said he was caught up into the third heaven. I believe that's when it happened. But anyway, he said, I saw things that are not lawful to be other, whether in the body or out of the body. He said, I don't know. And he comes back down here and God says, now listen, you can't tell anybody. You can't tell anybody. Because if you do, they're going to exalt you above measure. They're going to make a god out of you. Oh, y'all pray that God never does that to me. He shows me something that I can't tell anybody. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say, listen, God wants to show us, but then God wants us to tell. Amen. How many remembered show and tell in school? How many remember that? Amen. Y'all don't even have that, do you? Don't have a clue. Amen. Just think what you could do with an iPhone in a show and tell. Amen. Is there any other phones besides the iPhone? Oh, smartphones. Oh, that is an iPhone. What? Something tab? Okay. I thought that was a diet drink. Amen. Amen. We're living in a different generation. But the same Word, the same Bible, is for every generation. God wants to use our young people. Will we pray for them? I'll say more about that tonight. Will we encourage them? Will we ask God to help us to seek Him with our whole heart? Will we get that love letter out? Let Him squeeze our heart. Let Him squeeze our heart. Let's bow for prayer. Father, I thank You this morning for the privilege to be here. I thank You, God, for our young people. Lord, they're precious. Lord, I know that moms and dads are concerned. And I know, Lord, that, Lord, You're concerned. And Lord, as a pastor, I'm concerned, our Father. And I ask You, Lord, that, God, that You would just take these few little words from Psalm 119. Lord, challenge their hearts. Lord, some may let it go in one ear and out the other, but someone might get a hold of it. God, that would be worth it all. I pray they all would, Lord, realize what a difference the Bible could make in their lives. Lord, I know that sincere babes, or babes, they desire the sincere milk of the Word. And Lord, I'd have to say this. If there's no desire for the Word, there's a real problem in the heart. God, I pray, Lord, that You would reveal that. Lord, not to me, but to that individual that needs the Lord. Father, I pray today that You would, Lord, take this Word now and speak to our hearts. Help us, we pray.